Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 15th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Representatives from 83 countries have met to discuss the implementation of Ukraine's peace plan ahead of the World Economic Forum taking place this week in Davos, Switzerland. The 10-point Ukraine peace formula discussed yesterday calls for the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity, the withdrawal of Russian troops, and holding to account those responsible for war crimes. Andriy Yermak, top aide to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, told reporters that nations of the global south were increasingly included in the talks on Kyiv's peace plan, reflecting a recognition that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a challenge for all of humanity. Yermak and Switzerland's foreign minister Ignacio Cassis also noted the importance of involving China in peace negotiations between Russia and Ukraine. Today is day 691 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The Oscar shortlisted Polish documentary Skąd Dokąd, or In the Rearview, continues to be screened around the world, including airings in the U.S., the UK and Germany over the weekend. The award-winning documentary by Maciek Hamela tells the story of a Polish driver helping evacuees flee Ukraine during the early days of the Russian invasion. Over the weekend, the film screened at cinemas in Copenhagen, Berlin and London, and was also in competition at the 2024 Palm Springs International Film Festival in California. The film was also given a special screening at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills in Los Angeles, hosted by renowned Polish director Agnieszka Holland, and featuring Mr. Hamela himself. The film made the short list of 15 contenders in the documentary feature film category announced last month by America's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. Official nominations for the 96th Academy Awards will be announced on January 23rd. The 2024 Oscars ceremony will take place at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on March 10th. The European Short Track Speed Skating Championships finished this weekend in Hala Oliwia, with the Polish mixed relay team taking home silver and the men's relay finishing with a bronze. The Polish women's relay team also fought for a place on the podium, ultimately losing a bronze medal spot to the French, followed by the Italians in second and the Dutch in first. Speed skater Kamila Starmowska narrowly missed out on making the podium as well, coming in fourth in the individual 1,000-meter final. Overall, the Dutch were the best in the championship classification with 10 medals, while the Poles took fourth place with 2 medals. And police are urging drivers to exercise additional caution due to inclement weather after 2 young drivers were killed on Pomeranian roads over the weekend. Around 9 a.m. on Sunday, on the Krzywe Kołobszokigraut, a 34-year-old man struck a tree with his passenger car. Despite resuscitation, the driver could not be saved. The same day, on the route between Wielki Klincz and Podlesz, a passenger car went off the road and hit a fence. The 37-year-old woman who was driving the vehicle died on the spot. It is not yet known what caused both accidents. The case is being investigated by the police and the prosecutor's office. Police officers have appealed for caution and are asking drivers to adjust their speed to weather conditions, as roads, especially side roads, may be slippery due to accumulated snow and ice.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with some chance of snow and strong winds from the west. Temperatures will start out similar to yesterday, with a high of 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit, before dropping to below freezing overnight with a low of negative 6 degrees centigrade or 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Cold, windy weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for some sun, but temperatures stuck below freezing. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.